Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Managing late calving cows is crucial to reduce reproductive risk and economic losses in fixed breeding seasons. Extension cow-calf specialist Casey McCarthy talks about some of the struggles with delayed conception and lower productivity and the importance of good management.
There is a lot of strategies, I think, with cow prices, understanding the distribution of our herd, right, in the calving season, what we might be able to do with some of these females, you know, trying to get them bred back, but also do we have other options for those females that just are lagging, right, and kind of running out of the herd a little bit where we can maybe think of ways to pull them back in and give them another chance? Or do we need to think about some alternative options to manage those late cows, right? Because we know that we can see reproductive loss and risk and economic loss within that breeding season. Those cows struggle and are, you know, delayed in conception, lower productivity, like you talked about. And so we understand, and based on the data and research that we've seen, right, early born calves exhibit heavier weaning weights, you know, superior reproductively, right? We know that females stay in the herd longer, and we know that then there's opportunity for those females to have multiple chances within the length of your breeding season to be bred and provide that calf. So tightening those windows and managing postpartum, there's, you know, a lot of different strategies that we can think about. But I think for folks, this is a great time to start getting a game plan for how we're going to manage these girls. So several studies have indicated that cows that gain a body condition score during that last trimester tend to have a shorter postpartum interval, right? So that's the period in which cows are recovering, right, after calving and returning to estrus. And so we can get those females in better body condition prior to calving has been really beneficial moving into that subsequent breeding season. And so we really like to encourage folks to have those cows at that moderate 5, 5.5, 6 body condition, especially with our heifers and first calvers, to ensure that they've got enough body condition and fat reserves to help as we start to think about that increase in lactation demand, resuming estrus. We're throwing a lot at especially those younger females and even our 2 and 3 year olds, right? And making sure that they're in good condition moving into that breeding season, because we know that cows that are losing weight, right, post-calving are going to be more worried about maintaining that weight and focusing on that instead of returning to estrus. And so making sure that they're balanced in terms of protein and energy before and during the breeding season, right, maintaining that adequate body condition, really promote that resumption of estrus and hopefully can then improve your conception rates. There's been studies looking at calf removal for about 48 hours, which can help trigger estrus in some scenarios. But we also encourage, right, those cows need to be in a moderate condition, right, a 4 to 5 body condition at least, so that she is ready to be reproductive and resume estrus. Also with early weaning, those might be strategies as well. So if we're just temporarily removing calf, or we think about early weaning, you know, less than 90 days or, you know, 90 to 120 days or so, that may help if those cows are maybe more on the thin side where we start to remove that lactational demand. And so now she's partitioning those resources to, you know, her maintenance requirements and resumption of estrus. And so then we can shift those requirements. And we also can see that those females that are more on the thin side may be able to resume estrus as well by removing that calf from an early weaning scenario.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.